Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
In Europe, over the last 5 years, one company outsold Honda by 200,000 cars. They sold 675,000 more cars than Saab. Who makes these cars? And what do Europeans know that we don't? Alfa Romeo. Millions of Europeans know the joy of owning an Alfa. Find out what you're missing. Test drive the world-class Alfa Romeo 164.
That sounds beautiful and fancy, don't it? The Alfa Romeo 164, the last vehicle they built their first time in the United States before they got out of the market. Alfa Romeo. It's a storied Italian automotive nameplate that we don't get to cover much here at Tech Mobility Productions. Primarily known for sport-oriented vehicles, Alfa Romeo has been associated with car racing almost since its founding in 1910. Considered a boutique manufacturer due to its low annual production volumes compared to the mass market makes like Chevrolet and Ford, Alfa Romeo has had a number of different owners over its history. Since 2023, it's been a subsidiary of Stellantis, who's also the parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram automotive brands in the United States. When discussing the history of Alfa Romeo in America, you must first start with Max Hoffman, a New York-based importer of luxury European vehicles during the 1950s. Known for his business acumen and influence, Hoffman started importing Alfas into the United States during the mid-1950s. By 1961, Alfa Romeo had created its own dealer network stateside. Like many small volume manufacturers, Alfa Romeo's had its share of challenges and problems, resulting in its withdrawal from the United States in 1995. This absence, however, would only be temporary. In 2006, Alfa Romeo, now owned by Fiat, made its return to the American marketplace with the 8C Competizione Coupe. Built in a limited production of run of 500 units, the entire production quickly sold out. In 2014, Alfa Romeo introduced the more affordable 4C 2C Coupe, which was followed by the Giulia sedan and Stelvio SUV. In February 2022, the company started the production of the Alfa Romeo Tonale, a 5-seater compact crossover SUV. Known internally as the 965, the Tonale is the first hybrid-powered Alfa Romeo and became the first new model introduced by the brand in 6 years. The new crossover SUV gets its name from the Tonale mountain pass in northern Italy. The new Tonale is underpinned by a highly modified version of the small common components and system platform, an automotive platform originally developed by Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, one of Stellantis' former companies, for a subcompact front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive vehicle. The all-new Dodge Hornet is a mechanical sibling of the Alfa Romeo Tonale. The Tonale encapsulates the organic curvatures, bends, and lines found in nature. Signature features like the V Scudetto grille and available 20-inch 5-hole wheels echo the classic tenets of Alfa Romeo design. It's those time-honored details forged from the company's past, paired with elements of modern style and ingenuity that makes Tonale one of a kind. Offered in 3 trim levels, power for the Q4 all-wheel drive Tonale plug-in hybrid is generated by a 1.3 liter gasoline 4-cylinder engine mated to an electric motor and a 15.5 kilowatt lithium-ion battery pack, which delivers 285 horsepower combined. Torque is communicated to all 4 wheels via an Aisin F21-250 6-speed automatic transmission with steering wheel mounted paddle shifters. The Tonale has a pure electric range of 33 miles and an overall range of 360 miles using premium unleaded gasoline. Cargo capacity is 50.5 cubic feet. Payload capacity is 543 pounds. Towing capacity comes in at 2,000 pounds. Here's what I liked about the vehicle. When it comes to overall handling and control, the Tonale shows its Alfa Romeo racing pedigree. Driver inspiring at speed, the crossover SUV delivers above average results when pushed. Rear seat passengers enjoy ample leg room, and all side windows are automatic power up down, with front seat occupants sharing a wireless charger. Here's what I didn't like about the vehicle. Let me start by saying it this way. What happens when you have marketing, engineering, accounting, and manufacturing trying to build a vehicle together with a weak or ineffective project manager? You get the Alfa Romeo Tonale. I really wanted to like this vehicle, but I found so many things that just didn't work together that I could write an unusually long list. For now, I'm going to stick to the highlights, or lowlights, in this case. Let me first start with the exterior color of the vehicle that I test drove. It's called Misano Blue Metallic. This bland color neutered every aspect of the exterior sculpturing and that wow factor that sets the stage for a driver's attraction to that unique sensual blend of Italian design and performance that should draw you to the vehicle. I've seen the Tonale in other colors, green, red, even black would work, but not this blue. Performance. I've driven my share of hybrids, and this one delivers below par acceleration from rest, even for a hybrid, let alone an Alfa Romeo. Displays, controls, and switchgear. Hey, Stellantis, how do you mess up an awesome configuration of driver-facing controls? You had one once. You don't now. The infotainment screen is too small and too crowded to use. The paddle shifters are too long and get in the way of the windshield wiper and headlight stalks and the steering wheel. The paddle shifters work without the need to shift into manual mode, and I think that combination is going to be a problem. There's no spare tire. No fog lights. No head-up display, and access to the rear seating area requires navigating a high step over. Here's the bottom line. Honest to God, I really, really, really wanted to like this crossover SUV. But I don't. Not even remotely close. I'm disappointed in the Tonale, Alfa Romeo's first vehicle to be partially electrified, fails to hit the mark. And really, there could be so much upside. I mean, the potential for this car is huge, and I was really rooting for it. You could start by getting rid of that blue, though. That would be an important start. The base manufacturer suggested retail price for the 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale starts from $43,845 for the Sprint, $46,500 for the Ti, and $51,040 for the Veloce. Destination charges add $1,000. $595. I gotta ask, what happened? What happened? I've driven a lot of cars. And I've driven a lot of cars. I've driven a lot of hybrids made by pretty much everybody. And the one thing hybrids usually have is breakaway performance, extended range, basically the best of all worlds. This one does not. And I'm not sure if it's just the vehicle I got. Maybe I got one early production that they run a lot better. And that happens a lot, too. I get a lot of vehicles that is first off the line and may not have all the bugs worked out. I want to drive this again, and maybe my mind will change. I really hope so. Because like I said earlier, I really wanted to like this car. But I found more wrong with it than stuff going right with it. And as a hint, when I do the Dodge Hornet in the months to come, it isn't going to fare much better, I'm afraid. Just thought you should know that. Yeah, it's been a long time since I have fussed at a vehicle, and I've actually tried to look for things to like and could not find it. So we'll see if we get a chance to ever drive another Alfa Romeo. I hope so. I'd like to at least give this one a second chance and just test to see maybe it was an early one and all is well. This is the Tech Mobility Show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out.